Pause button.
Right, hello everybody. I'm posting this not to be smug before people start bouncing up and down. I'm posting it because people ask me this question, and this is a perfect example. So we've just learned that the Guardian has become inaccessible on iOS. Now, we also got an update too. They changed the user interface, etc., etc. So I presume it's pretty much the same app on iOS that's broken some things or whatever. Now, it's made all the difference to our Guardian app, actually, on Android. It's a lot better than it was. Whilst previously, the Guardian was, it wasn't unusable on Android, in fairness to it, but it was certainly nicer on iOS. So people ask me about the differences in applications and where are they more likely to find accessible apps on one platform or another. It's true to say that quite often you will get maybe more unlabeled buttons on Android at times, but then I've also seen iOS apps that are less accessible for that reason. If you class that inaccessible, I don't find a few labeled buttons makes an app inaccessible. If the app is reliant on buttons and there's an absolute ton of them, then yes, it becomes problematic and you have to label them. But my point is that it's swings and roundabouts, and as with the Guardian app, we seem to have benefited from this. And I say we because I'm an Android user, so I'm talking about Android users, as where iOS seems to have suffered. Now, hopefully, given their record of generally having an accessible app, they will quickly do something about this because, rightly or wrongly, it is one of my favourite papers to read. So, anyway, I just thought I would share that. I don't really see much difference between the two platforms as far as apps being accessible or not. They're just simply different, and that's the way it is. So, if you know of anyone who's actually asked that kind of question, then pass this on. It might help someone. All right, see you later.